Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said when he used to do this khutbah, this sermon on this great day, one of the two most sacred days, or the sacred days of the year, Eid al-Fitr, he used to say to his believers and his followers and his companions, I'm about to do the khutbah, the sermon. So whoever wants to stay, then let him stay. And whoever wants to leave, then let him leave. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Ya ayyuhan nas ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidah wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa'a واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وبعد. All praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, we beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischievousness of our souls and from the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whomever Allah guides, no one will be able to lead him astray. And whomever Allah leads astray, no one will be able to guide him. And I publicly bear witness that there's nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may Allah raise him in rank and grant peace upon him, is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah. Fear Allah with the fear that is due to him to be feared with. And do not die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear the Lord who created you from one soul, from Adam. And from that soul, Adam, his mate, Hawa, commonly known as Eve. And from the two of them, spread forth multitudes of males and females. Remember the wombs that bore you, and keep the family ties amongst you. For indeed, Allah is a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct. And the scholars of Islam, they say, the statement, say that which is correct, means say la ilaha illallah, that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. If you do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you of your sins and repair and rectify all of your affairs. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have achieved the greatest of success in this life and the next. O you who believe, you should know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he said this, he used to say, indeed, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, the Quran, the final revelation to all mankind. And the best guidance is the guidance found in the prophetic way, the sunnah of Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abd al-Muttalib Ibn Hashim, Ibn Manaf, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs that could ever happen to Islam and the Muslims are novelties and newly invented matters that are introduced into the religion of Al-Islam. For every single novelty and innovation introduced into Islam by the Muslims, then it is an innovation. And every innovation is a going astray. And every astray will find that person in the hellfire. The noble Imam, Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah ta'ala, who was one of the greatest scholars of Islam of the past, he said in his book, his invaluable book, the book that every single Muslim in the world should have in their libraries, that every single Muslim should have in their car, that every single Muslim should have in their office, every single Muslim should have this book. It is called Sharh al-Sunnah, explanation of the Sunnah, which means explanation of the creed of the Muslim, because it delineates and it explains the beliefs, the correct beliefs, the aqidah, as-sahiha, as-salafiyya, the correct credo, the correct belief, the correct doctrine, and the methodology of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. He said, اعلم أن الإسلام هو السنة والسنة هي الإسلام ولا يقوم أحدهما إلا بالآخر فمن السنة لزوم الجماعة ومن رغب غير الجماعة وفارقها فقد خلع ربقة الإسلام من عنقه وكان ضالا مضلا. He said, from the Sunnah, and the word Sunnah here, it is encompassing our belief and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said it is clinging to the jama'ah, and clinging to the jama'ah, it does not mean clinging to the groups, the various groups that we find today, those groups that have gone away from the correct path, from the middle path, from the moderate path, from the straight path that the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, laid out, and his companions who followed him, and those who followed them in righteousness in the second generation, and those who followed them in the third generation, they explained and they implemented. The jama'ah is not the way of jama'atul tabligh, that group that caused the people to deviation and heresy. It is not the way of Sayyid Qutb, the deviant, the heretic, who called the people to blaspheme the Prophet Moses, Musa, and defile the Book of Allah. It is not the way of the Ikhwan al-Muslimin that sprung from Egypt. It is not the way of Hizb al-Tahrir, that deviant group that went to the right or to the left, depending upon what direction you're looking in, that calls to overthrow the rulers, like that deviant group, the Khawarij, the head of them, who is Osama bin Laden, and the groups like them, who call the people to blow up buildings. It is not that jama'ah, but it is the jama'ah of the companions of the Messenger of Allah, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, and those who follow his way. He said, from the sunnah is clinging to the jama'ah, and whoever desires other than the jama'ah, he departs from it, and he is thrown off the yoke of Islam from his neck, and he is astray, leading others astray. That Islam is the sunnah, and the sunnah is Islam. He said, "Wal asas alladhi tubna alayhi jama'ah hum ashabu Muhammadin salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi." He said that they are those people who follow that way. They should know the foundation upon which the jama'ah is built is the way of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They are Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They are Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And those groups that we mentioned, all of them are calling themselves Ahlus Sunnah today. The Sufis are calling themselves Ahlus Sunnah today. The Tablighis are calling themselves Ahlus Sunnah today. The followers of the Bilalians, They call themselves Ahlus Sunnah today, but they are not Ahlus Sunnah. Ahlus Sunnah are the ones who stick to the way of the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whoever does not take from them has gone astray, and he has innovated, and every innovation is misguidance, and misguidance and its people are in the hellfire. Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, قال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه لا عذر لا عذر لأحد في ضلالة ركبها حسبها هدى ولا في هدى تركه حسبه ضلالة فقد بينت الأمور فقد بينت الأمور وثبتت الحجة وانقطع العذر وذلك أن السنة والجماعة قد أحكم أمر الدين كله وتبين للناس فعلى الناس الاتباع. He said that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, there is no excuse for anyone going astray thinking that he is upon guidance, nor for abandoning guidance thinking it to be misguidance. Since the affairs have been made clear, the proof has been established, and the excuse cut off, that is because the Sunnah and the Jama'ah have consolidated and safeguarded all of the religion. It has been made clear to the people, so it is upon the people to comply and follow. Wa'alam, rahimakallah, anna ad-deen إنما جاء من قبل الله تبارك وتعالى لم يوضع على عقول الرجال وآرائهم وعلمه عند الله وعند رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا تتبع شيئا بهواك فتمرق من الدين فتخرج من الإسلام فإنه لا حجة لك فقد بين رسول الله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه فقد بين رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم لأمته السنة وأوضحها لأصحابه وهم الجماعة وهم السواد الأعظم والسواد الأعظم الحق وأهله. Imam al-Barbahari, in this book, that after we have our festivities, after we have our meal, after we greet each other, تقبل الله منا ومنكم, may Allah accept our fasting and your fasting from us. May Allah accept our prayers from us and you. After we do all of that, we're going to go online. We're going to go home and check the internet. We're going to go to the Islamic bookstores and try to find this book, because this book is valuable. This book is precious. Sharh al-Sunnah from Imam al-Barbahari. He said, may Allah have mercy on you. You should know that the religion is what came from Allah. It came from Allah, the one who's above his throne. We are not like the Muslims who say that Allah is in the trees. We are not like the Muslims who say that Allah is in dogs. We're not like those Muslims who have deviated from this path and say that Allah is in their heart. But rather we say what Allah said and His Messenger said and the Sahaba, the companions, they stood upon, that Allah is above His throne. He's not dwelling in His creatures. He doesn't dwell among the creation, but rather the Lord of the worlds is above the throne in a manner that is befitting His Majesty. He doesn't have a son. He doesn't have a daughter. He doesn't have anyone that's equal to Him. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say, Allah is unique in His oneness. We don't just believe that Allah is one, but we believe that Allah is unique in His oneness. اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. That He is independent and everything depends on Him. That He is indivisible, that He is not separated into parts. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He does not beget. He doesn't have children. nor is Allah begotten. He doesn't come from the womb of a woman. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And there is nothing, nothing whatsoever that is equal to him. He said, may Allah have mercy on you. Know that the religion is what comes from Allah, the blessed and the most high, the one above the creation. It is not something, that is Islam, is not something that's left to the intellect and the opinions of human beings. Islam is not left to how you feel, your caprice, your whims, your desires. Islam is what comes from Allah. He sent down the revelation, Allah. So no Muslim woman can say, I feel like I want to dress like this today. No Muslim man can say, I don't want to grow my beard. But Allah has told you to dress that way. And Allah has told you to grow your beard and not shave your beard. Islam came from Allah and is not left to the opinions of any human being. It is not left to the desires of what you feel, because we have to answer to a higher authority. Imam al-Barbahari, he said, it is not something that is left to intellect or the opinions of men. Knowledge is what comes from Allah and His Messenger. So do not follow anything based upon your desires and so deviate away from the religion and leave Islam. There will be no excuse for you. There will be no excuse for you. There will be no excuse for you. Since Allah, Allah's messenger, he explained the sunnah to his ummah, to his nation, to his community, and he made it crystal clear to his companions, and they are the jama'ah. They are the jama'ah. Once again, the jama'ah is not a masjid in America, or a masjid in Algeria, or a masjid in Turkey, or some political group that has a leader and a founder. This blessed religion, it has no founder. It was sent down from the Lord of the worlds. Imam al-Barahari, he says that that group is the main body, and the main body is the truth and its followers. Imam al-Barbahari, he said, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَبْتَدِعُوا بِدْعَةً فَقَدَ حَتَّى تَرَكُوا مِنَ السُنَّةِ. Imam al-Barbahari said, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَبْتَدِعُوا بِدْعَةً قَطْ حَتَّى تَرَكُوا مِنَ السُنَّةِ مِثْلَهَا. فَاحْذَرْ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدَعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدَعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَالضَّلَالَةِ وَأَهْلُهَا فِي النَّارِ. Imam al-Barbahari, he said, you should know that the people never introduce an innovation until they abandon the likes of that, which is the sunnah. Until they abandon the likes of that, which is the sunnah. So be aware of newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter is an innovation. Imam al-Barbahari, he said, فَانْذُرْ رَحِمَكَ اللَّهِ كُلَّ مَا سَمِعْتَ كَلَامَهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ زَمَانِكَ خَاصَّةً فَلَا تَعْجَلَنَّ وَلَا تَدْخُلَنَّ فِي شَيْءٍ مِنْهُ حَتَّى تَسْأَلَ وَتَنْذُرْ هَلْ تَكَلَّمَ فِيهِ أَحَدٌ من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو أحد من العلماء فإن أصبت فيه أثرا عنهم فتمسك به. Imam al-Barbahari, he said, may Allah have mercy upon you. You should examine carefully the speech of everyone you hear from in your time. Examine the speech of everyone. Everyone you hear from in your time, and do not act in haste and do not enter anything. Do not enter into anything until you ask and you see. Did any of the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did they speak about this? Or any of the scholars of the past? So if you find a narration, then you should cling to it and don't go beyond that. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His noble book, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُ الشُّهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونُ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And thus we have made you a middle nation, a moderate nation, an upright nation, a nation of goodness, so that you can be a witness against mankind, so that you, the Muslims, will be a witness against the Jews, against the Christians, against the Buddhists, against the Hindus, against the Sikhs, against the atheists, so that you can be a witness against them. But how can we be a witness? How can we be a witness against mankind? How can we testify against mankind that they have gone astray? And indeed, they have gone astray. May Allah guide the Jews. May Allah guide the Christians. May Allah guide the pagans. Indeed, they have gone astray. But how do we be witnesses against them when we ourselves have gone away from the path? And Allah says, and so that the messenger can be a witness against you. And we know that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has told us, he has stated to us nothing but the truth. My beloved brothers and sisters in al-Islam, Allah says to the Jews and the Christians in his book, saying to Prophet Muhammad, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَسْتُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ حَتَّى تُقِيمُ التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commanded His Prophet to say to the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, He said to them, you are not upon anything. You have nothing until you act according to the Torah and the Injil. The Torah, the book that was given to the Prophet Musa, commonly known as Moses, and the Injil, the book that was given to Isa, it's commonly known as Jesus, that you are not upon anything until you follow properly without adding anything or taking anything away from those two books, and then you follow that which Allah sent down from your Lord. Allah, your Lord, sent down to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Quran is the finality of revelation. So if the Jews truly believe in God and they truly follow the Prophet Moses, then Muhammad has been described in the Torah, which is now known as the Old Testament. And the rabbis, they testify to this, because Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءُهُمْ, that they know the truth of Muhammad like they know their own sons. And Allah, He revealed in the gospel the description of Prophet Muhammad, the comforter. And those priests of the past, they knew that Muhammad was coming. So if you truly believe in those books, then you should follow and believe in that which came after that, which is a testimony to that. That is the Quran. Allah says, you are not upon anything, O people of the book, O Jews and Christians, you are not upon anything until you follow, you obey, you believe in everything that came down. And what came down in those books was that Muhammad was the last prophet and finality of prophets and messengers to all mankind. We also say to you Muslims, you are not upon anything. Lestum ala shay. You are not upon anything until you implement the book of Allah, the sunnah of the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and follow the way of the companions of the messenger of Allah, which is the way of the Salaf. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, you should know that Islam is the middle way. It is the moderate way. And anyone who follows the book of Allah, the Quran, the noble Quran, the majestic Quran, the glorious Quran, and the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will never be an extremist. There is no such thing as a Sunni extremist. There is no such thing as a Sunni terrorist. There's no such thing as a Sunni insurgents. These are oxymorons. There's only one Sunni. That is the one who is moderate, and he follows the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Salaf. You should know that Islam made you the middle nation. Listen closely to the beauty of Islam. The Muslim worships one God who has no partners and who has the most beautiful names and the highest attributes. The Muslim's focus is aim. His focus, his objective is concentrated, focused on his Lord and his Creator. He puts his trust in him and he asks him for help. He asks him for patience. He asks him for support. He believes that Allah is able to do all things and he has no need. That is, Allah has no need of a wife. Allah has no need of a son. So the people will say, no, he has a son and God can do anything. Everything is possible for God. And we agree with you Jews. We agree with you Christians. Everything is possible for God. But God does not do ungodly things. He does not do things that are for the animals and the human beings, which is to have procreation. For there's a difference between creation and procreation. Creation is to bring something from nothingness, and that is only Allah. So he has no needs. As for procreation, then it is those things that the creatures, you and I, the human beings, we take from what Allah has already created, and then we procreate. So Allah can do whatever he wants. And nothing is impossible for God. But he only does those things that are befitting his magnificence, befitting his sublimity, befitting his majesty, befitting his greatness. He only does godly things. You should know that we the Muslims, we believe that we have to turn to Allah in repentance because we are sinners. Just because we are Muslims, that doesn't mean that we don't commit sins. So we have to turn to Allah in repentance. You should know the effects of Islamic worship on the soul of the Muslim includes praying five times a day. For the slave, the servant, she has to stay in contact with their Lord. So the Muslim, five times per day, they go away from the world. They separate themselves for 5 or 10 minutes from the world. 5 times a day, they pray. And the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked the question of his companions. If there were 5 streams in front of one's house that they had to cross through in order to get to their house, do you think that any filth would be left on them? They said, oh no, messenger of Allah. He said, likewise are the 5 daily prayers. So the Muslim, he divorces himself. She divorces herself, not from their husband or their wives, but from the world for 5 or 10 minutes. And they pass through those streams, those 5 daily prayers, when other people are still busying themselves, trying to acquire and trying to acquire and trying to accumulate and trying to pile up of the worldly things. And to those people, and those Muslims who have deviated to the right and deviate to the left and say, I just have to make that last dollar, then to you, Allah says, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. The rivalry, the mutual rivalry of piling up, of cars, of clothes, of the amassing of wealth, of money, of women, of all those things, it diverts you from the remembrance of Allah until you visit the graves. Until you visit the graves. And you should know, brothers and sisters, that in Islam, we have the principle, we have the pillar of a zakat, of charity. And charity, which is one of the great principles, the great pillars of Islam, it purifies the soul from stinginess, from avarice, from miserliness, and it accustoms the people to being generous and helping the poor and the needy. It keeps the person away from being stingy. It'll bring a great reward on the day of resurrection. And just like all other forms of worship, it is not burdensome. It is not like the man-made taxes that you find the people concocting out of their own minds. It is only 25 in every $1,000 of the sincere, the Muslim. It is not like what some people think. 25 of every $1,000, a small amount. And then fasting. Fasting involves refraining from food and drink and sexual intercourse in the daylight hours. The Muslim's fast is different from every other fast, for the Muslim doesn't fast to clean out their colon. The Muslim doesn't fast to get healthy. The Muslim doesn't fast because they belong to a cult and it's part of their rituals. The Muslim fasts because Allah ordered us to fast, and fasting helps lower the gaze to help the Muslim guard their modesty. And more than that, it helps the Muslim get close to their Lord, the Lord of the worlds. To get close to their Lord, the Lord of the worlds. So the Muslim's fast is not like the fast of the other faith groups. The Muslim, he doesn't eat anything. Not even a lifesaver goes into his mouth for the entire daytime. Not a drop of water goes into his or her mouth, their stomach. The Muslim will even go as far, if the toothpaste has some type of food or mint in it, they will refrain and they will bear the burden of their breath being foul to the human beings, because their breath is pleasant to Allah. So they won't even use the toothpaste out of fear of violating what Allah has said. And the Muslim in the daytime, they stay away from sexual intercourse from their wives, and add it to our fast. And there's no fast like our fast. The Muslim stays away from taking that second look at that beautiful woman on the streets who is beckoning you to the hellfire with her nakedness. So when he sees her, he lowers his gaze. That is also part of the fast. And the Muslim, they stay away from lying and backbiting and cheating and fraud while they're fasting and while they are not fasting. But while they're fasting, they are specially vigil and keeping watch on those reprehensible acts. The Muslim, while they're fasting, they remember their brothers and sisters in those impoverished places. They remember them and they keep their duty to Allah. And then the pilgrimage to Mecca, the sacred house of Allah, the Kaaba, which was built by the prophet Ibrahim and his son Ishmael. The Muslim performs the Hajj one time in their life as an obligation. So those Muslims who go too far to the right or go too far to the left, accumulating their money and focusing on going in other places for relaxation, for vacation, you should know that Hajj, that the pilgrimage, is a pillar of Islam. And you have to make that pilgrimage if you have the ability to do so. Islam commands all good and forbids all kinds of evil. It encourages good manners and proper treatment of others. It enjoins good characteristics such as truthfulness, patience, deliberation, kindness, humility, modesty, keeping promises, dignity, mercy, justice, courage, patience, friendliness, contentment, chastity, good treatment. And all of this is just not to the Muslims. This is to the Jews. This is to the Christians. This is to the pagans of the world. The Muslim must fulfill their duties towards their parents. The Muslim must practice self-restraint and refrain from becoming angry quickly. The Muslim must uphold the family ties. The Muslim must help the needy. The Muslim, whether they treat, they must treat their neighbors well. And this just doesn't mean the Muslim neighbor. For if the preacher, if the minister, if the rabbi, their church, or their synagogue is across the street from the masjid, from the mosque, it is not permissible for you to park your car in the minister or the rabbi's parking space to block their entrances. This is a violation of your neighbor's rights. And all of this is found in Islam. It's found in the book of Allah, the Quran, and the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so about the neighbor that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that when the angel Jibril, commonly known as Gabriel, that when he used to tell him about the rights of the neighbors, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to say, he used to tell me about the rights of the neighbor so much that I thought that the neighbor was going to be a part of the inheritance. You should know, brothers and sisters, that we should speak kind words to forgive, to remove harmful things from the road, to remove a plank so that the person won't get hurt from the nail in the plank, to remove harmful things from the path of people, that the Muslim doesn't take all opportunities to seek revenge. The Muslim is sincere towards one fellow Muslim. The Muslim meets the needs of other Muslims. The Muslim gives the debtor time to pay his debt. The Muslim, when that brother owes you $5,000, Islam tells you, Prophet Muhammad tells you, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give them some time. Give them some time to pay their debts, and it's better to let the $5,000 go. It is better to let the $30,000 go. It is better, if they have a difficult time, to let the 100,000 times go, the $100,000 go. This will be better for you with your Lord if you're able to do it. And the Muslim must visit the sick. And the Muslim must support those people who are oppressed. And the Muslim gives gifts. And the Muslim honors their guests. And the Muslim treats his wife kindly. The Muslim treats his wife kindly. And the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, treat your women kindly. And I am the best of you who treat their women kindly. The Muslim is the one who spends on their children. The Muslim is the one who spends on their children. The Muslim is the one who spreads the greetings of Assalamu alaikum. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam also forbids some things. Islam has some prohibitions. The first and the foremost is associating anything in worship with Allah. To say that Allah has a son, to say that Allah has a mother, to say that Allah has a wife is reprehensible. It is the sin that if the person doesn't leave it off, they will be in the hellfire forever if they die in that state. Islam, it forbids visiting or beseeching soothsayers, tarot card readers, palm readers, crystal ball gazers, going to seances. Islam forbids astrology. No cognizant Muslim will say that I'm Cancer. No aware Muslim would say that I'm Capricorn. No aware Muslim would say that I'm Pisces. My sign, your sign, is La ilaha illallah. There's nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. The Muslim, they know that it is prohibited. It is prohibited to have superstitions that a bird flies over your house once and then goes back a second time and then a third time. You say, that's a good omen. I'm going to take this trip. The Muslim doesn't believe in these things. The Muslim, we know that in Islam shows every single facet of life what we should do. It is forbidden for the Muslim to urinate in stagnated water. It is forbidden for the Muslim to defecate on the side of the road where people have to walk. It is forbidden for the Muslim to urinate and defecate in the shaded places where people in the heat of the sun, they take refuge for shade out of respect for other human beings. It is forbidden for the Muslim to involve themselves in interests. The Muslim cannot take even 0.1% of interest, nor can the Muslim pay even 0.1% of interest. So all you Muslims who have a house with a mortgage, you should fear Allah. All you Muslims who have a house with a mortgage, this is prohibited, and you should fear Allah. Don't follow the ways of the Jews. Don't follow the ways of the Christians. You should fear Allah. Oh, you Muslims who have a car note with interest, you should fear Allah because Islam prohibits it. You should be patient with what Allah has decreed upon you. Be patient with what Allah has decreed and don't oppose the Lord of the worlds. Oh, brothers and sisters in Islam, you should know that Islam prohibits so many things. We don't have time to talk about what Islam prohibits. You should know, brothers and sisters of Islam, that your behavior should be the behavior of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the best example for all mankind. There is no other way except the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way the companions who followed him, the way those two succeeding generations followed the companions in righteousness. Oh, Muslims, you are not upon anything until you follow the book of Allah and the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the way of the Salaf. There is no Islam except the Islam of Salafiyya. And Salafiyya is not Wahhabiyya. There is no such thing as Wahhabism in Islam. For if we are to call ourselves Wahhabi, and we do not, then we would not associate our beliefs and our practices to the man, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, from the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, but rather we will call ourselves Wahhabi only because one of the names of Allah is Al-Wahhab. Al-Wahhab, the one who gave us this gift of Islam. Oh, Muslims, you are not upon anything until you follow the book, follow the sunnah, and the way of the Salaf al-Saleh. Be Salafi. And all Jews and Christians, those of you who are listening, those of you who are viewing this, those of you who have come, you should know that there is no other way that will be accepted by the Lord of the worlds. As he says in his book, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلُ مِنْهُ وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted from him. And in the next life, he will be of the losers. هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَمِنْكُمْ May Allah accept it from us and from you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.